Blackstone Audio presents House Rules by Mike Lawson. To Keith, the best birthday present ever. We're so very proud. Prologue. They had no idea how big the blast might be. The techs, those useless dorks, said the bomb could take out just the garage or just the surrounding homes, or it could flatten structures as far as a quarter mile away. It all depends, they said. It depended on how the bomb was constructed, if it was shaped to blow in a particular direction. It obviously depended on how much ammonium nitrate the bombers had. It all depends. No shit, had been Merchant's response, and thanks for all your help. But Merchant knew, no matter how big the bomb might be, that he couldn't evacuate the nearby homes. If he started an evacuation, the two guys inside the garage might notice all the lights going on at 3 in the morning, and then would see people running like hell dressed in their pajamas. Or, with his luck, one of the good citizens they were trying to protect would call a radio station, and the bombers would hear that they were surrounded by 50 FBI agents. And once they knew that, they'd probably blow the thing right where it was, and Merchant and his guys, hiding less than 20 yards from the garage, well, they'd be toast. Literally. If the bomb did explode, and a bunch of civilians were killed, the media weenies and the politicians would naturally second-guess the hell out of his decision not to evacuate. They'd call him reckless and irresponsible, and his bosses would blame it all on him to save their bureaucratic butts. But then what did he care? He'd be dead. No, the smart thing to do was to forget evacuating anybody and go in now. And as for trying to negotiate with the guys in the garage...